out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live.
Yummy.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us, as they say here. As a podcast. As a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher.
I'm a podcast.
On crabdiving.com.
Thanks for listening to me podcast.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, this is just a rehearsal. We'll fix this up in post.
Right.
We appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it.
I love Satan.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about. Lots of bullshittery to mock on the right. And don't forget, y'all.
Fuck you, Trump.
Gird your spiritual loins because it's Faithless Friday.
Fluff up.
If you don't have any spiritual loins.
Right.
Then don't gird, I guess.
Right.
Might chafe.
Just stand there. And don't look stupid.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'd like to wish my brother happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jason.
To Jason Pfeiffer,
right?
A friend of the show. And
yes, and a contributor.
He
wrote, there you go.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee. Yeah, bestiality, it ain't how it used to be.
There you go.
It ain't how it used to be.
You know, the good old days.
Bestiality. It's no good. It's no good when you've got wood with a box turtle
right.
Or a chimpanzee. Bestiality.
It both equally is wrong. Happy birthday, Jason.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. We might as well wade into it. It is Faithless Friday, don't forget.
Fuck you.
We whip around our atheism a little bit more.
Right.
I can't think of one syllable. I whip my
what?
I whip my hair back and forth. Hair back and forth.
Willow Smith song? The Scientology song? I don't know.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. They want to get you in a dungeon.
Alex Jones clip coming up.
Right. Explain again to me how he lost sole custody of his children. He's allowed to see his kids.
It's hard to imagine. Remember, during the proceedings, he filmed himself in his car ranting and saying batshit lunatic stuff.
He had sole custody?
Well, I guess they lived with him. And
God
he lost
damn,
that.
Dude.
Then they flipped to live with her. But they have joint custody, but they're reside. I think.
I'm not even making any allegations that anything physical went on with Alex untoward or anything like that. I don't mean that. I'm just saying living with that guy, living with him, you know, talking to him, dealing with him. If you're a kid, I just... Dad's right. over in the other room screaming about the fucking globalists.
What'd you guys do today?
Fuck.
He probably homeschools them too, right?
I finger painted with a deep state.
Let's get into the headlines and see what's going on. We'll get into the fun part of what happens here every Friday. We'll get to some stories that have a little bit more of your secularism.
Yes.
Theme going on, or attack upon secularism.
Right. Jesus was black.
I really get irritated on Fridays when I'm pulling all those stories because there's just no reason. What was it? Quote from House? If you could reason with Christians, there wouldn't be Christians.
Bam. That's right. We don't have the air horn sound. that one needs an air horn. Like, you know.
Oh, no, not that. What's that? It says boomp.
Okay, give me an air horn.
I got a cymbal.
Oh,
how's
good.
That?
Ooh, that's good. Ooh.
Damn. It's got a little,
prop, like prop.
A little feedback going on there.
Okay.
Oh, that's Hitler. Just saying.
Right.
Here are, your headlines from the from to be fair and balanced.
Oh yes, from
we like
what?
To read for those of you who are newly joining us. Thank you very much. We appreciate all the new listeners that we've been done getting.
Did you vote for Trump? That you know,
you may not like the next couple hours, but you know, hopefully,
you voted for Trump. God.
We will make you laugh a little bit into reason,
right?
Stumble into reason,
I like
sanity.
Steel tariffs.
Here is your headlines
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up headlines. About that.
Here are your headlines. From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, March 2nd, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee-wee.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
Yep.
Who is that?
That assessment still has not changed. The mayor of Paris, France.
Oh, oui, oui.
Paris, France.
Oui.
Really cool city.
I've never been there. I've been to Paris, Texas.
Italy's, you know, Rome's kind of my city. It's
Rome,
like my
Georgia?
Favorite city. And surprisingly, no.
It's the, a lot the of one that, don't know this.
Yeah, they named a town in Italy after the one in Georgia, apparently.
See, Rome, Georgia is the carpet capital of the world. It is. There's more. That's where carpet comes from. A lot of people don't know that.
It's awesome.
It originated there. What do you see more of? Marble or carpet?
Well, do you see more Catholics or carpet?
That's true. Yeah.
But Paris is...
Right.
Paris is probably... Well, Prague is amazing. But Paris is the city that literally every corner I turned, I was like, holy fuck, this is like a painting.
You don't feel that way in America sometimes? Why not? Commie?
Let's walk 10 minutes from here to somebody who's got an old stuffed sofa
you
sitting underneath
it. By Andrew Jackson's bus down at the fucking park.
Or the sofa sitting in the corner.
What sofa?
That house that has
a
literally like an old faux leather sofa.
What cat rotting on sat on that fucking sofa in this neighborhood? There's all these cats over there.
Sitting in front of an uneven table.
Right. I gave birth on a recliner.
The sad little umbrella.
Right.
But it's their outdoor furniture. It's their setup.
Yes, it is.
The headlines for y'all over to the commie pinko liberal.
In fate.
HuffPost.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, looks like this is perfect for Faithless Friday also. Looks like
good.
They're getting a little faithless over at the HuffPo.
Right.
It's a picture of Billy Graham.
Oh, wait. He's dead, though, right?
It's not a current picture. Yeah. They don't have a webcam going.
Is Mike Pence there jacking off?
I'm sure he's...
Jesus Christ.
He needs a wheelchair from...
Yeah, he's done.
From all the Jesus he's gotten this weekend.
already spent. Jeez,
the American Zealot Graham's Grim Legacy is the headline.
Oh, God. Graham's Grim Legacy. Very grim.
Well, you know, I saw this earlier, and it's the perfect point. I think this is what we kind of screamed about before. He brought religion into our fucking politics.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Billy. God, you really did us a favor. All the trans people waiting to take a piss somewhere or whoever, yeah. they're all so happy that they get to take out their dicks so some wacko can inspect it before they fucking pee. Thank you so much for injecting your fucking religion into our fucking politics.
This is by Liz Lenz, L-E-N-Z, at the HuffPo. It says, Billy Graham's legacy is conflating white Christianity and patriotism.
Absolutely. And his people, they want to be the czar of the fucking vagina, too. That's the other thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
What a pain in the ass.
Skipping. World-famous evangelist Billy Graham died on February 21st. In the wake of his passing, there will be a grappling with and a whitewashing, pun probably intended, of his legacy. His spiritual advisement to every president from Eisenhower to Obama.
What the fuck? Why? God. Come on,
I like
guys.
To think Obama was just like, well, you know, everybody's done it, and so I might as well. They're going to say I hate God if we don't have fucking Billy Graham here.
But you know what's crazy if you think about what this guy did? All his stories with him trying to persuade Nixon to bomb the living fuck out of Vietnam. Wait, what was he going
to
do?
He wanted to nuke the levees that hold back all the floodwaters in northern Vietnam and basically flood and kill all the people, you know, like the Lord intended with
what would Jesus
floods.
Do? All right. Hey, you know what? We ought to pull a Noah's Ark on these motherfuckers. God, that's insane.
She says it's worth noting that the toxic brand of evangelicalism that has kneecapped American politics, the full merging of patriotism and Christianity, would not have been possible without Graham's relentless pursuit of civil religion.
Civil religion. Ironic, right? Because it doesn't seem that fucking civil. Yeah. Civil religion. Why do we even have that fucking term?
They set him out to lie in state at the Capitol.
God damn. Are we in Iran? Do we live in Iran?
Well, money would like that. They're a Christian version of it.
Trump doesn't even give a fuck about this. Do you think he gives two shits about Billy fucking Graham?
Oh, he would not. He would rather not be there today.
Has he spoke at the funeral yet? Did we miss that?
I don't know. He spoke at the Capitol.
Right.
The other day.
Yeah.
He was at the funeral today. Whether or not he actually spoke, I know not.
Is it true at the end of Trump's speech, he's like, amen, God bless Billy Graham, and Mike, you can go ahead and come.
And, you know, Billy Graham is the one who told me that God had intended that I win the Electoral College, which is much, much harder.
Yeah.
You know, than just winning the popular vote.
God
anybody
damn.
can just go to a couple of cities and win the majority of the fucking population. No.
How sad.
I got to go trawl the hollers.
Yeah. I got to go find the dumbest fucking people on the planet. Threaten to lock up my opposition like they do in fucking Russia.
Yeah.
Is it true? Did Billy Graham really say that about the Electoral College or whatever the fuck? What you just said. Billy Graham said I could win the country by the election.
No, that's Trump.
Oh, Trump. Okay.
Yeah. But Billy Graham told him that.
Oh, that's what I meant.
I'm lying.
Oh, he didn't. Who knows what Billy Graham told him?
I'm trying to see how Trump would make a funeral speech about himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's the only way he could even do it.
He's like, hey, man, all you're doing is talking about this guy. He's a white guy. He's a rich old white guy. You should be able to drudge up some empathy for this motherfucker. Just say some nice things. Don't fuck it up. Impossible for him, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can't.
I wonder if sometimes Stephen Miller challenges him. He's like, hey, Trump, you know what I bet? When you do your little thing about Billy Graham, if you can work in a Pocahontas, I'll buy you lunch. Do you think they do that?
We're going to be in Birmingham next week. You could whip out the N-word, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Trump's like, oh, I can do that with my eyes fucking shut. That's not a problem.
Not all. There's good ones and there's N-words.
How else? Hey, you know what's funny, though? How else do we expect a leader of the Republican Party to sound if you think about what their policies are based on? Racism, hate.
Es muss weitergekämpft werden. Es geht nicht.
A lot of them these days.
Right.
That want to give Trump unilateral power.
Oh, my God. Fuck that shit.
Want a full purge of everything in the government. Anybody purge. That may believe that Obama was born in America.
Yeah, man. I mean, isn't that part of the thing with the EPA?
And all these people he's going after are Republicans.
Right.
Comey was a registered Republican.
Yes.
Mueller was a Republican.
No, but he would make it sound like the FBI and the CIA and all our intelligence are filled with fucking right. hippies.
Right.
The FBI.
Rosenstein, Republican.
It's the FBI. It's the Department of Justice.
Right.
What hippies work there? There aren't any fucking bleeding heart liberals in the FBI, right? I mean, goddamn, Donald.
It's insane.
They're on your side, lunatic.
Whatever
your fucked up side is,
which
Nazi side.
Some people were laughing about the announcement that now the counterintelligence investigation it may include a business transaction for Trump Tower in Vancouver that was led by Ivanka.
Right. Oh my God. What if Malia led some delegation to, I know she's way too fucking young, but so what? Oh my God.
Malia couldn't even smoke a joint at goddamn Burning Man without them losing their mind.
That's another person. I would take Malia Trump. I mean, kill me. Malia.
Is she going to marry Barron?
Malia Obama.
Yeah.
Over Donald Trump for president. How old is Malia?
What's the Obama's dog's name? I would take those, either of those, the non-allergenic water dogs, remember, because somebody was allergic. Yeah. I would take either of those dogs as president over Donald Trump.
Right. I wish Michelle Obama would run. I mean, that, you know.
She would kick ass.
She would win. She would be great. I would fucking vote for her. Just goddamn do it. Man.
And her running in 2020 against him, should he,
God,
survive that long. He would be pummeled
right
into the ground.
Okay, Michelle, listen. We I know we say a lot of crazy shit on the show. I don't know if you listen regularly, but listen, this is a good idea. I know you don't want to run for president, but you should for the good of the country. Because
you shouldn't ask her to do that. It's such a horrible
sacrifice. Black woman beating this racist Nazi KKK loon would mean so much for this country, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
That would help us.
Yeah. Hopefully Kamala.
And she would be great.
Kamala.
Obama Kamala.
Harris.
Oh, hey, how good does that sound? Oh, last name. Oh. Obama Kamala.
That's your headline over to the HuffPo is that Billy Graham's legacy is also conflating white Christianity with patriotism. Listen to all these assholes.
Right.
The clips suck. We play, your Pat Robertsons, your Coach Daves, your all of the lunatics, Gordon Klinging shit.
Oh, my God. I forgot that guy existed.
Yeah, they all are exist and are screaming that they should be taking over politics because of people like Billy Graham.
That's fucked up. That is crazy. Thank you, Billy. Damn.
It's Faithless Friday. If you want to buy any Audible books, you can listen to Christopher Hitchens write his own books. And I think Dawkins, too.
Yeah.
Listen
to all their shit, man.
Right. Go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Right.
You can sign up there. I think you get a little free trial period or something like that. And then...
But wait a second. I mean, I would go to Audible and everything, but only listen to your fucking books after you've listened to every episode of this show the week. It's like 10 hours, so you got to do that. Then you can listen to your fucking
K-Boys,
books, okay?
And
listen
Hollywood
to K-Boys, please. And the Hollywood Hick and the Daily
and
Upper
the Daily
Decker.
Upper Decker. Or anything you want to buy on the internet, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon through our Amazon portal. And whatever you buy, we get a little bit of a tickle, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Cussing Liberal Media.
Hey, Jeff Bezos, what are we talking about? Amazon. Get your shit straight with the NRA, whatever that is. Figure it out.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Okay. I don't know what this means, but it's a picture of... was it last year's Oscars when Warren Beatty announced the wrong...
Oh, yeah. They fucked it up. Him and Faye Dunaway, right? They fucked it up somehow?
Oh. Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway. We're back presenting Best Picture. We won't screw up twice.
What happened? It was...
He read the wrong fucking...
Oh, yeah. He fucked it up.
or he was given the wrong one.
Yeah, yeah. Or Faye Dunaway fucked it up. Somebody fucked it up. Wasn't Warren Beatty supposed to run for something back in the day? Wasn't he going to be a politician?
Oh, God.
Am I hallucinating?
By the way, this leads to TMZ. This is the headline over the Drudge Report.
Oh, I love it.
Over to TMZ. And it says, not again. On Drudge Report.
So with, what?
With a picture of Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty.
Right.
It must be a slow news morning.
But like, so what? Hey, listen, let me explain the Oscars the way I see it. I don't know how you see it. But it's a bunch of rich white people giving each other fucking statuettes. That's it.
At the bottom of the story, it says, you recall last year we reported Warren and Faye had so much animosity toward each other that they refused to rehearse on stage together. They fucking hate each other. Hate each other.
How could they hate each other? They were in that movie, right?
That's why they hate each other.
Probably why, right?
I noticed they didn't have... what was the kid's name? No, there wasn't a kid. What was their third dude in Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, fuck. I forgot. What? Ned Beatty? Ned Beatty Jr.?
That set up the debacle when Faye opened the envelope and announced La La Land as the winner.
Oh, yeah.
however, they were sent packing when the producer of the movie announced the screw up that Moonlight actually was the winner.
Well, hey, way to fuck it up for both parties. You know what I mean? I mean, your moment, you win an Oscar and they call the wrong name. You know, all of a sudden now it makes it about the other fucking thing. That sucks. Come on, guys.
Oh, do you want to have a spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert.
Apparently they're back doing it again this year and they actually rehearsed this time. It says sources tell us they both just showed up at the Dolby Theater and rehearsed the big moment. We're told they shuffled on stage together very quickly to run through their bit. They went through their lines twice. Here's the spoiler alert. Jump ahead a few seconds if you don't want to hear.
Yes.
They're amazingly hilarious opening line.
Oh, God. I got to vomit.
And Faye Dunaway opens by saying, presenting is better the second time around. And Warren Beatty says, the winner is Gone with the Wind.
Oh, God. Is that the joke?
I'm quoting what's going on here.
It does.
They do say, though, we're told the writers are still putting finishing touches on the lines.
God damn. I get to write some jokes for Faye Dunaway and what's his face. Boy, I'm real excited. God damn. That sucks. How pedestrian.
I guess I'm a bad actor. I haven't cared about the. Even when I was like acting for money, I wasn't.
You didn't give a fuck about the Oscars?
No, I never.
I like watching Joan Rivers. I like watching Joan Rivers make fun of people on the red carpet, but now she's dead. Mm-hmm. So that sucks. Who's doing that now? Kathy Griffin? Is she always in trouble?
Well, I thought she's in trouble now because I thought she got fired from everything because of that headless Trump thing.
Hey, Kathy, between you and me, don't feel so bad about that. So what? It's fucking art. Why did you have to apologize?
She just needs to.
Quit apologizing to people.
Yeah, she just needs to go away for a little while, take a little vacay.
No.
And which she did. And
right.
Then, you know, come back.
Yeah, it's I didn't see the big deal.
Do your own thing.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Don't apologize to people. You're a comic.
So that's apparently the big news.
You know,
according to the Drudge Report is, oh, my God, Faye Dunaway and fucking Warren Beatty, 1800 years old between them, are going to be representing at the fucking
Oscars. Who fucking cares? Who gives a shit? Is Trump still in office? Is he still in office? I mean, don't we care about this shit?
Well, right. That shit's going on still.
Right. Jared Kushner's just raping this country in the asshole for that fucking shitty building of his in Manhattan.
They talked about Warren Beatty for governor, I think, of California.
Oh, okay.
They were like, well, Reagan, why the fuck not?
Right.
Let's
sure.
put a liberal actor in there, at least. So those are your headlines, everybody.
Yes. What about Val Kilmer?
So this
said actor. You think he would make a good president?
No, I thought he's kind of a dick.
Right.
From what I understood.
He's like an asshole.
Yeah, from all the stories I heard, he's not the most pleasant.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, listen, somebody gave me a tip on a really great documentary to watch. Watch the one about the making of the island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, really?
And it's all about the hijinks between...
the new one or the old one with Marlon?
The old one with Marlon Brando.
Oh, okay.
There's a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Val.
I didn't know. Well, the old one Val Kilmer's in, right? They're both in the old. Val Kilmer and Marlon Brando are both in the Island of Dr. Moreau, and you're supposed to watch the documentary of that because it's supposed to be funny.
I thought the old version was Marlon played the Val Kilmer role back in the day.
Oh, I thought maybe. Val Kilmer was in it back in the day too. Am I insane?
Well, I don't know. I guess somebody will be happy to.
Kate, figure that out to me. For me, give me a cast list.
So there's a great story that. Wait a second. The one that was released in 1996, The Isle of Dr. Moreau.
Yes.
Ooh, man, I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes scores and the.
It's supposed to be good, right?
It's not.
Yeah. That's the movie where
it's not rated very well. It is Marlon Brando,
right? And he didn't want to be,
and Val Kilmer.
Damn, he was in the 1996 Val Kilmer.
Yes,
boom, fuck yeah.
But I swear there was an older movie.
There might have been. I just know about this one because in this movie, Marlon Brando told the director, "I don't want to be shot below the waist, so I'm not wearing pants on set just to make sure."
1977, there was one
Love
with
that.
Burt Lancaster and Michael York.
Right. Was that a musical or is that the
it was. That's it. Maybe I'm fucking up my movies, which is
right.
more than possible. We don't do a movie show.
No, we do not.
So here's a perfect
Listen
reason,
to the
example
Hollywood
of
Hick.
Why.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m., midnight, 7 a.m.
So the world is still reverberating.
Yes.
Not well. It's not good vibrations.
Right.
With the news yesterday that Donald Trump is announcing that he's going to announce the announcement.
Right. God
of
damn.
New tariffs because it's very unfair.
Yes.
And he's going to slap I believe it was 25% tariff on steel incoming to the United States and 10% on aluminum.
Yeah. Aluminum. Fuck you.
Aluminum.
Hello, Brian.
And we learned more and more about this, how this happened, because Orrin Hatch even.
Alive?
They,
still alive?
Well, he sucked the marrow out of a newborn and managed to walk upright for a few hours from the energy. And
he's like a brittle love doll.
Or whatever creepy Mormon ceremony they did.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Bend over.
And he... he said, you know, he's like, I love the president.
Oh, God. Ooh, yes.
So he first gave a good ball washing. and then he said, but whoever advised him to do this should be, I don't know, it wasn't
him,
disciplined.
Right.
It was, I don't know, flogged.
Orrin Hatch said the guy that.
Whoever
advised Trump to do the steel tariff thing should have his balls washed.
Yes.
He should have him flogged or something like that. I don't know.
I'm sorry, there was an autoload video that only Ryan and I were having blasted into our ears.
Stop it. I've got it.
So here is the story from NBC News.
Hello!
So the stock market, which
right.
Trump... has been Trump-etting about. Look at the stock market at record highs.
Could the Republicans make this stop? I'm just wondering. Could they make this stop?
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
But are they going to?
The cracks may be showing.
Right.
You got Tucker Carlson the other day who said on fucking Fox.
Yes.
That the comments that Trump made about guns the other day at that meeting, he said, if Obama would have said this, we'd all be screaming for his impeachment.
Right. They want to listen, these Republicans are going to impeach Trump because he's looking out for these kids. God, imagine that. That's kind of the storyline.
Right.
The GOP is so fucking shitty.
And DACA.
Right. And DACA. God, guys. Think about it. You're kind of worse than Donald in a way. I mean, you're so vile.
They're going to ditch him because he's going to compromise on making DACA citizens actual citizens.
Right.
And
right.
he may compromise on, I don't know, getting rid of bump stocks and high capacity clips.
He wants to do something because there were a pile of dead kids. And the Republicans are like, no, sorry, that's fucking unacceptable. We're going to impeach you. Jesus fucking Christ. What a bunch of Sith lords.
So NBC News, this is written by Peter Alexander and Stephanie Rule.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear that even Darth Vader is in favor of background checks?
Yeah. global markets were shaken by Donald Trump's surprise decision, even to his own staff. Orrin Hatch is losing his old mind over the fact that he's the head of the finance committee in the Senate. He didn't know fuck all about this.
Well, Orrin, you don't know what you knew. You don't know what you know. I've seen you speak. What do you give a fuck? And there's one of these old white Republicans that's fucked the planet. You're going to be dead
and
soon.
And this is just corruption. This will benefit only two industries. The steel industry and the aluminum industry here in this country.
Right.
But the ones that make the steel and make the aluminum. There's other things like can factories, right? Or car factories, or everything that uses that steel.
Is this drink that I just held up?
Is going to have their costs passed on to them. And they're going to pass it on to guess who?
Right. Me and you.
Oh, they're going to know. The shareholders are going to take less.
Oh, okay.
They're going to take less dividends.
Right. Their parachute's going to be a little less golden. I don't fucking think so. Telling me this Arizona tea, it's like, I don't know what this is.
Aluminium.
It's made of aluminium.
No, the tea inside? I'm talking about
Is this going to cost me more? This is 99 fucking cents.
Well, we'll see. Wilbur Ross was on telly.
Great, Trump. Thank you.
I've got a story. We'll get to that in a sec.
Wilbur Ross.
So Trump knows that everybody hates this tariff idea.
Yeah.
Everybody. Except the aforementioned Wilbur Montgomery Burns Ross.
Except the ghost of Christmas fucking past.
And the aluminum and steel industry Dick Lords.
Lovely people.
The CEOs, evil dudes.
Sure.
So Trump took to the Twitter today to defend his decision.
Ooh.
Tweet storming, of course.
Right.
Let me see if there's anything. Oh, brother. Oh, look, him standing next to Melania. I wonder how much of a bonus she got for that photo.
Oh, my God. Not enough.
12 hours ago. So right now it's 4:34 in the p.m. as my voice is shooting out at you.
Oh, yes. Shooting.
So that's 5:34.
Right.
So this is 5:34 a.m.
for
Eastern time that he twaddled. When a country, parentheses, USA. Close parentheses, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with.
Right.
Trade wars are good and easy to win. find an economist out there that says that trade wars are good or trade wars are easy to win. He says, example, this is still the same tweet, you know, they went to 280.
Yes.
Example, when we're down $100 billion with a certain country and they get cute.
Right.
Don't trade anymore. We win big. It's easy! Exclamation point. International trade relations is fucking easy.
Donald, why would you think any of this is easy at this point? Think about what you've done to just exist up till what day are we in? How many days has he been in charge?
100 million.
Holy shit.
Since the dawn of time, it feels like.
Perfect.
My personal favorite tweet of the day so far, and the pundits on telly traced this directly to a report they did on Fox and Friends.
Right.
Regarding Saturday Night Live. I think they were... maybe this that ties in with this other story where Fox and Friends is all pissy poopy pants.
Oh yeah,
over these evil comedians that are out there. These late night comedians. Ooh. They don't do a morning show. I have to look good in the morning. Anybody can look fucking good at 11 o'clock at night.
You know what, Fox and Friends? That's the price of being racist fucknuts. You can be a racist fucknut all you want. But the fucking hilarious progressives are you going to fucking hand you your ass or something like that?
Well, he's upset with them because they made fun of Trump saying that he would rip off his shirt and run into that school, nipples flaring.
You don't see how somebody would want to make fun of that, Fox and Friends. Come on. Don't be so naive. He's a fucking joke.
5 deferments.
Yes. Well, he's got the bone spurs.
How many bone spur jokes were there all over the internet?
Yeah, yeah. Show me your bone.
What's he gonna do? Deflect all the bullets with his bone spurs?
Where are they? I mean, do they stick out at his heels so he can use them as a weapon?
They're
like
inside.
Cats? Oh, okay.
It's like if Wolverine's blades never came out.
Wow, that would suck.
Right.
Damn.
That's the fucking point.
Gotta get that fixed.
Alec Baldwin. Now, the story behind this tweet is. This is the revised edition tweet that went out because, of course, this has to be him.
Right.
They say he dictates. If he's dictating to someone who kind of knows how to spell and shit,
yes.
This is not going to happen.
Right, right.
And they know that it's not Alex Baldwin.
God, they would get that right.
His first tweet said Alex Baldwin, who's dying, and he spelled dying D-I-E. I-N-G.
Can I ask a dumb question? Can't you do something where wherever he's at and you don't want him to tweet, can you just block a signal?
Collar?
Yes. Can you put a shock
cock ring?
Yeah. Put a little shock collar around the base of his penis.
Really small one.
But they can't cut off cell service to him. I mean, you know. Are you guys trying? Is anybody over there really trying? Fuck no. You don't care.
Alec Baldwin, whose dying, mediocre career was saved by his terrible impersonation of me on SNL.
Oh, okay.
At least he didn't talk about himself in the third person for once.
Yeah.
Now says playing me was agony.
Right.
Alec, it was agony for those who were forced to watch.
Bra-bra!
Bring back Daryl Hammond.
Oh, yes.
Funnier and far greater talent. Exclamation point.
God damn. I was reading about this Daryl Hammond in a... You know, Shetler, that's in poor taste. This fucking Daryl Hammond guy. Didn't you read the story like his final days at Saturday Night Live? He was like cutting himself, doing all these fucking drugs.
Yeah, the drug's not good.
You know? And then he found out that they were going to use Alex. Now I can't say it.
Alex Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. You know, and he lost his job. He lost a bunch of corporate gigs because of that.
I like that Steven.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's my favorite.
He loves the Lord like I do.
He skateboards for the Lord or some fucked up thing like that.
Then he retweeted Eric Bolling, who we haven't heard from in a while because he was removed from Fox News for, I believe, sending dick pics to women unsolicited.
Oh my God, I forget about that. Damn.
He tweeted, here's a preview of the White House new opioid awareness initiative on the crisis next door. I don't know. Is he doing a show again or something?
Don't show your dick. Okay?
Because Donald Trump retweeted that. That was Eric Bolling's tweet. Right. Donald said, Eric, we're all with you and your family. Exclamation point.
Yes.
Look forward to seeing you back on TV.
Okay. Show me your penis.
T period V period.
Oh, wow. Why did he do it like that?
Nobody does like that anymore.
Because it's not two words. It's not television.
It's one word.
It's television with no periods. Who knows? I'm not the president.
Next tweet. They must have been talking about the not great reaction.
Sad.
To the tariff announcement, including the plunging stock market. We must protect our country and our workers. Our steel industry is in bad shape. Caps lock.
Right.
If you don't have steel, you don't have a country! Exclamation point.
Then why is everybody saying this is bad, Donald? You're the one person that says this is good, but everybody else says this sucks. Except the steel and aluminum people.
God. Then he had quite a screed about...
Screed.
When he tried using numbers. When a country taxes... Capitalized.
Right.
When a country, capital T, taxes our country, our products.
Yes.
Figure that out.
Because that's, for him, that's the important word. Man. I don't
When a country
know.
Taxes our products.
Taxes.
Coming in at, say, 50%. And we tax, capital T.
Okay.
The same product coming into our country at all caps, zero.
Right.
Comma. Not fair or smart.
Okay.
Period. We will soon be starting, all caps, reciprocal taxes, uncaps, so that we will charge the same thing as they charge us. $800 billion trade deficit, dash, have no choice, exclamation point.
Damn. God, he loves to punctuate. Oddly.
And then four pictures of, rest in peace, Billy Graham.
Right, oh, of course.
There's
okay.
a picture of Don standing next to Melania. Everybody's smiling really widely for being at a funeral. Oh, look, there's Franklin Graham.
Yay.
You can smell the sulfur coming off of that side of the picture.
Give it up for Satan.
There's Ann Graham Lott.
Ooh, yes.
Fuck her.
Color me there.
Right next to Melania.
Ooh.
And a whole bunch of other white people.
Hey, did you see that story about this is a stupid thing where Trump was running up the steps to Air Force One in the wind, and he left Melania
in five-inch
heels at the bottom of the steps, just covered, and she had to go up.
Swaddled up the stairs.
That's who he is. Exactly who the fuck he is, though, to everybody.
Oh, God.
Garbage.
He tweeted out a picture of himself putting his hand on the coffin.
Oh, my God, you freak. So what?
God, there's Mike Pence in the background.
Hey, didn't we have a friend that went to... He's not listening. Didn't we have a friend that went to Israel or something, and he sent back all these like real emotional pictures of him putting his
touching
hand
the Wailing Wall? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like real dramatic. Did it... I mean, you know what I mean? Seemed like kind of set up. Well,
given the person.
Yes.
You have to know the context of the person.
Right,
that's,
right.
It's all bullshit.
Yes.
Maude Gonne says it sucks so bad. I think she was talking about. I think she may have been talking about the
Island of Dr. Moreau. Listen, watch it again with the fresh eyes. Don't be so judgy.
David says the original movie for Dr. Moreau is named Island of Lost Souls, and it features Bela Lugosi.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see that. That sounds good.
Probably not Val Kilmer,
right?
In that one,
yes, he was not even swimmers in
possibly
a sack.
I don't know if Brando would have been around,
right?
Possibly an infant. Thank you for tweeting at Crab Diving. One word, crabdiving. It's Faithless Friday, y'all. So these trade wars that Trump is starting,
fuck you.
That the headline says Trump was angry and unglued.
Oh no.
When he started the trade war.
Oh god damn. So this is just him being pissed off.
According to two officials, Trump's decision to launch a potential trade war was born out of anger at other simmering issues and the result of a broken internal process that has failed to deliver him consensus views that represent the best advice of his team. When you have everybody trying to kill each other,
right,
and you're sitting above it watching and eating McDonald's.
Yes.
And laughing at the battle royale going, right, going on, you're not going to have consensus where people say, this is maybe what we should do for the best of the country and the people.
But why this, though, this trade war? I mean, it's like, this is like a little kid can't win at checkers and he just, yes, flips the board over and stomps home.
It says, on Wednesday evening, the president became unglued.
Oh, God.
In the words of one familiar with the president's state of mind.
Somebody turn on your goddamn camera and film this shit. I want to see it.
Hello, NBC. I call. I know the president's state of mind.
Hello?
I am anonymous.
Yes. No. I know who this is. Is this melanoma? Melanoma. I know.
No,
you must...
no. I'm pretending, okay, to not be.
Sure.
It says a trifecta of events set him off.
Right.
Hope Hicks's testimony.
Yes.
That with the white lies.
Right.
He was all pissed about that.
Yes.
He's pissed off about the little slap fight going on.
Ooh, yes.
Between Jared.
Sword fight.
And John Kelly.
Okay. They're not getting along. It's sad.
And then somebody must have mentioned Jeff Sessions, ooh, to him, yes, and that's his Niagara Falls.
Is that Niagara right. Falls? Is it really? Is that the most irritating thing for him? Is Jeff Sessions?
It drives him crazy.
It is, right?
He really feels like Jeff Sessions just porked him right in the pooper without invitation by recusing himself.
Well, listen,
doing the right thing,
right,
of course,
which to me is shocking.
Sessions did the right thing?
Yeah. It's a calculated move, right? Because he must feel like, well, you know, he's like, if I hitch my wagon to Schittler, eventually he's gonna fuck me.
Well, I mean, even the Republican senators on the committee were like, even saying, you know, you were on his transition team. You were an official,
yes,
supporter of his long time.
Ooh, yes.
You love him long time.
Right.
You should probably not be in charge of the Russia investigation. You probably shouldn't be in charge of that.
But like, yeah, right. I mean, I just, it's hard for me to believe Republicans do anything for out of altruism. I mean, you know, if they
might not now,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if Jeff Sessions could have got away with it, you know, and been in charge of this investigation that he's involved in, that, you know, he would have done it.
It says here at NBC,
yes,
that Trump was angry and gunning for a fight.
Oh, my gosh.
And he chose a trade war.
Oh, okay.
Spurred on by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Evil.
And Peter Navarro, the White House Director for Trade.
Ooh, okay.
And went against long-standing advice from his economic chair, Gary Cohn.
Nice.
And even the reptilian Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, was
Blech.
Against it.
Blech. God, these people are vile.
So, listen to the scheming. It really is. Game of Thrones is
it's insane.
Is nothing. Game of, yes, Thrones is Sesame Street.
Right.
Compared to what's really going on.
Right. People really get fucked up on that show.
Wilbur Ross, the day yesterday when Trump did the announcement,
yes,
smuggled in a couple of steel and aluminum execs.
What the fuck?
Literally, didn't tell the White House who the executives were. As,
okay,
a result, White House officials were unable to conduct background check on the executives.
Isn't
to
that-
make sure they were appropriate. That's that book we
oh, yeah, yeah,
listened to. Driving cross country, I think moving here from Los Angeles, where,
well, yeah, what's the name of that series?
It's the Mitch Rapp series, is the character. But the was a little spoiler alert. The one of the terrorists gets into the White House,
yes,
to then take over the White House,
right?
He's
posing as another country's
because he gets in with an
shit.
Asshole like this,
right?
Who just lets him
shit.
In, right? He, a congressman
right,
walks
right.
him in. Well, it's a buddy of mine. Don't worry about it. I can vouch for him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the guy takes over the whole building with a gun carved out of out of a bar of soap. I'm just kidding. What Woody Allen movie is that? You know, child molester Woody Allen did a movie where he busted out of prison with a a gun carved out of a bar of soap. And he didn't get away with it because it rained.
So they couldn't get background checks on the executives.
Yes.
To make sure whether they were appropriate for the president to meet with.
Right.
They were not able to be... it says they weren't able to be cleared by Secret Service.
Great. Perfect.
But even Kelly was unaware of it.
Does anybody want to come over to the White House and chill? It's not a big deal. Anybody can waltz in there. It doesn't fucking matter.
Somehow he got to these guys got to him.
Damn.
And next thing you know, we need tariffs. Doesn't tell anybody else.
This is fucked up. Damn. The GOP, you guys don't want to impeach him. You don't want to fuck. God, you guys are bastards.
There were no prepared, approved remarks for the president to give at the planned meeting. There was no diplomatic strategy for how to alert foreign trade partners. So our actual trade partners are like, wait, what?
Right, right. What the fuck?
There was no legislative strategy in place for informing Congress. No agreed upon communications plan beyond an email cobbled together by Ross's team at the Commerce Department late Wednesday that had not been approved by the White House.
Yeah, this sounds like they don't even give a fuck. Like, they don't even fucking care. There's no...
No one at the State Department, no one at the Treasury Department,
what the fuck?
No one at the Defense Department had been told that a new policy was about to be announced.
Oh, my God.
Or given an opportunity to weigh in advance.
Yeah. Well, shit.
And the Thursday morning meeting didn't even originally appear on the president's schedule.
My God.
Shortly after it began, reporters were told that Wilbur Ross had convened a listening session at the White House with 15 executives from the steel and aluminum industry.
God damn. This is a nightmare. So just a couple of people waltz in, get Schindler's ear, and then fuck it.
Yes. An hour later, in another unexpected move, reporters were invited to the cabinet room, and that's where, without warning, Trump announced on the spot, I got new tariffs.
Oh, my God.
So that is what is going on there, that that Trump was upset and pissy in a bad mood over the Hope Hicks thing and over Jared and all the other grave injustices,
right,
of which he is suffering. And so he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna start a trade war. Well, and another story said,
fucking crazy.
Another story said it's the toddler thing where they were telling him no, so he said, fuck you, I'm in charge, I'm doing it.
Guy, it does make you wonder, like, what else did he try to do that was nuts, that it was just him, he was impetuous. I mean, I wonder, what a nightmare. It's like
the transgender ban.
Oh, yeah, for the military.
He tweeted out, nobody knew about that. Nobody. You think you might chat with the military before you tweet out a new policy? Yeah.
And now this story is just that it's dominating every headline, right? We just started a fucking trade war.
Right? And the I don't know where the Dow is right now, but
I mean, we didn't start it.
Yeah.
America didn't start the trade war. Some fucknut snuck in a couple of assholes and then, you know. You're right. They probably had a fucking membership at Mar-a-Lago. Didn't you say that, maybe?
It's the Dow Jones has... Oh, they all do, surely. Or one of his stupid-ass fucking golf courses. The Dow's scrabbled back. It was down.
Yes.
It shot down 300 points or 200 points-ish. Ooh. This morning after dropping 300 yesterday. Now it's only down 70 points or 0.29%.
Right.
For those of you who... have your 401ks open in front of you.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit. We get right. paid.
A lot of stories to get to.
Yes.
It is Faithless Friday, but you got to hear this Alex Jones. I can't sit on this one anymore. We do have a Jim Baker.
Oh, okay.
In a little
God.
Bit also.
It's been a while since we heard from that idiot.
I saw it 2 days ago, and I really had a hard time. Not playing it yesterday. Yeah. Alex Jones.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to play it. I don't even know what he's talking about, what the context is, but he's talking about Africa.
Oh, okay. The song by Toto.
You may have heard. No, well,
that's one of my favorite songs. I love that.
Here is Alex Jones talking about Africa.
Paid for electricity.
And let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. Rhodesia, then Zimbabwe, all these other places, the Congo. First they nationalize, then they make the whites keep working on the land, then they kill them, then everything collapses, then they have multi-billion, you know, famous inflation. Why is Africa so corrupt once the evil colonists are kicked out? Then you should have, you know, Wakanda. It should be like spaceships and...
Yeah. So he's saying once the people who have been subjugated for hundreds of years kick out their white suppressors,
yes,
why doesn't it turn right into Wakanda? And there's spaceships, Alex, and everything? Because the white colonists leave. You know, yes, he doesn't say white, but the colonists well, leave.
And also, what happened with Wakanda, now you're referring to a movie that's not real, and it's a shame it's not real, is that the Wakanda people happened upon some technology. They were able to use this technology to hide from these evil white people invading their fucking continent, so they weren't fucked up by them.
Oh, that's what happened. Interesting argument, right?
See, Wakanda would have been what happened maybe to Africa had not a bunch of evil white colonists came in there.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
And continue to try to ram Jesus down their throats.
Right. Yeah, there's that. I don't remember seeing a lot of missionaries in Wakanda in the movie.
Right.
God, Alex, I'm going to ask you a crazy question here. Did you watch Black Panther and miss the point?
It's a really long intro here, everybody, on Crab Diving Friday. Thanks for joining us on this amazing show. Now listen to this wonderful song from Toto.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. And she is
hit the post.
Man, people, you know, keyboards are underused.
Here is Alex Jones. I don't know who he's talking to. I don't know who he's talking to. He's got a fun accent, though.
Right.
Be like spaceships and... you know, the vibranium and everything, which would be great. I mean, I love Africa. It's a beautiful country. I mean, a continent.
Oops.
You beautiful fucking...
continent.
What is it? You fucking, I mean, God. Alex Jones talking about Africa is pretty great, though.
Oh, just wait.
It'd be like the spaceships and, you know, the vibranium and everything, which would be great. I mean, I love Africa. It's a beautiful country. I mean, a continent, a lot of beautiful countries. I want them to do well, fellow humans, but this thing about get the whites out that brought the civilization. What?
Get God the whites damn. Out that brought the civilization.
Damn.
Not that subjugated your civilization and
right.
enslaved you literally.
Jeez.
At best economically.
You know, you could say that Alex Jones is preaching some white supremacy.
Whoa. One could.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually.
Good God, dude.
Unsubtly.
What about the white people that came to Africa and put some Africans on boats and brought them to other countries to sell as slaves? What about those white people?
A continent, a lot of beautiful countries. I want them to do well, fellow humans, but this thing about get the whites out that brought the civilization, why does it then recede back into total barbarism with everybody starving, but the president's son has 100 Lamborghinis?
Descends into total barbarism. Everybody's starving, but the president's son has 100 Lamborghinis.
What do you know? What does he know of Africa? What does he know?
Apparently, whatever he sees on television.
Jesus Christ. Quit watching Discovery Channel or whatever the fuck, or Fox News. Shit, is it true this one guy in Africa's got 100 Lamborghinis? What does that matter? What does that matter?
And what about Trump?
Yeah.
He's got towers with his name on it.
Good God. Yeah, he's an evangelical with with golden letters in the sky that you worship. He built his own. He built an idol of him of himself.
Maybe one of the two shit spawn guys are into cars. We don't know what kind of car collection they might have. Ivanker might be into jewelry.
Right.
But
if I was Eric Trump, I'd be into surgical masks, probably something just to cut. It's that, you know, he's got that weird mouth. He looks like a barracuda or some shit like that. He's just so. You know what? You know what, Eric? I know. What is Ivanka into? What does she like?
Wealth.
Well, she likes money.
Yeah. Being white.
I think, Eric, you should be a Koken. You know what a Koken is?
Take the money and run. 1969. Thank you, David, on the Twitter. This is the Woody Allen movie.
Oh,
where
God.
He uses the soap.
Do you remember that movie?
Kind of.
I mean, it's funny. Kind of. It's like he's got this guy at gunpoint. It starts raining. Then he looks down, and instead of a gun, he's got like a fistful of bubbles. Fail.
Too bad he's into young girls.
Right. Yeah.
His own daughter.
Oh, God.
Proceed back into total barbarism. Everybody's starving, but the president's son has 100 Lamborghinis.
Let me put it to you this way. Shortly after that chap, Cyril Ramaphosa, our new national president, was elected the president of his party prior to becoming the national president. He and a group of senior people went to Nelson Mandela's grandson, who was a traditional leader, as a chief. And they sought permission to go to Nelson Mandela's grave to shake his bones. That is to say, to invoke the ancestral spirit of Nelson Mandela to reinvigorate the African National Congress Party. And that is indicative of the gulf between one culture and another.
Oh, my God. So, but you going and looking at a guy stapled to a giant cross.
That's crazy.
That's normal.
Right.
And you dunking your head underwater to receive the Lord. That's normal.
Right. Christians.
Lighting candles, dropping a buck in the fucking Catholic candle scam.
How about
and lighting a candle for somebody. That's normal.
How about going in a closet with some perv and telling him all the times you jacked off, and then he tells you what you have to do to not end up burning in hell.
I never confessed to that one.
God, how many, did you have to go to confessional?
Sure.
Was it creepy?
Yes.
What?
That went bye-bye. Even though I went to a Catholic high school,
yes,
they no longer forced us to go to.
Oh, that's nice.
To confession when you were in grammar school, we had to go.
What do you say? Forgive me, Father, I've sinned. The guy's like, hold on a second, let me get my dick out.
Yeah, right. And once I got to high school, though, even though it was a Catholic high school, we were no longer forced to go to mass or to. Confession, especially.
But why?
So guess who stopped doing that?
Oh, you
shit?
Did.
Oh,
that's nice. But what? You know,
my mom tried to for like 10 minutes, and I was like, mm-mm.
You know where the hypocrisy is in that, though? If this school, they're a Catholic school, they believe in all this Catholic bullshit, and if they really believe confession and going to mass was important for the salvation of your fucking soul, then they would make you go there no matter fucking what, and they would make you go to confession. But they know it's bullshit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's that's it. Alex Jones and I don't know, some other guy. Sounds South African, actually.
Gotta shake some bones. I gotta go shake Mandela's big bone.
Obviously, he is South African, but he's like, that shows the difference in the culture. Let him go shake the bones. That ceremony is equally as ridiculous as any other Christian snake-waving bullshit.
Absolutely.
Or anything in any of these religions going on.
It is all fucking bananas.
But listen to these guys. This guy's, you know, he's inferring, look how uncivilized they are.
It really is. I mean, that's white supremacy right there. Those guys are so comfortable. These two white guys, imagine, they're talking to each other over the airwaves, and they're so comfortable with the fact that Africa, in their mind, is a giant shithole. And
it's
of course,
country.
We're superior.
Yeah, it's a big shithole country.
Yes. I mean, why wouldn't they think that in a way? I mean, our president said it's a shithole, right?
Africa.
God damn. Africa. Is that how he says it?
The
Rusher. Shush.
I guess we should, you know, if you're for the kind among us.
Yes.
You might want to open your wallets.
Ooh, okay.
This is from AL.com, Alabama.
Fuck you, boy.
Failed Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Right. Sad.
Is asking supporters to donate to his legal defense fund.
Good God, I saw this. I saw this. This is the craziest story ever.
In order that, quote, the truth will prevail against the unholy forces of evil.
Okay. Okay. If you're giving money to Roy Moore, I will list those people. I want to know who the fuck they are because I'm worried about them.
In a message posted on the Facebook, Roy Moore indicated he had raised $32,000+ out of a goal of $250,000.
What the fuck?
For his fund, which was established to help him fight the lawsuit filed by Lee Korfman, one of the women who said that Moore had sexual conduct with her when she was a teenager. She's filed a defamation suit after the election, claiming that Moore and his campaign defamed her by calling her a liar and saying she's immoral.
God damn. Could you imagine getting out your wallet or your fucking your credit card and giving to the fundraiser for rapist?
From Reverend, or he's not a reverend, Justice Moore. We're going to give him some money because one of those hussies is done suing him.
Why did this woman not, you know, ignore his... Why did you ignore my advances at the mall? My God. This guy's a fucking monster.
In his message, Moore said that the legal defense funds are needed to fight, quote, over $50 million from Washington insiders who did not want to bring me the truth. Wait, in the message, he said the legal defense fund is needed to fight over $50 million from Washington insiders who did not want me to bring the truth about God and our Constitution to Washington, D.C.
No. What's going on is that all these people, that this one person that you sexually assaulted is suing you. That's it, right?
The liberal media in association with some who want to destroy our country.
Fuck you.
Do not want my influence in the 2018 elections and
dick.
Are doing everything they can to stop me.
God damn it.
Gays, lesbians, and transgenders have joined forces.
Right. Joined forces?
Like the Wonder Triplets.
Like Voltron.
Sure.
Oh my God. Jeez.
With those who believe in abortion, sodomy, and destruction of all that we hold dear.
Oh, come on.
Unless we stand together, we will lose our country.
This should be illegal. You know what I mean? Like, he's raising money because he's getting sued for sexually assaulting someone, and he's characterizing it like something that it's not even close. This isn't even close to what's going on.
He's being sued for defaming an accuser.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
The Facebook post goes to a page where people can donate anywhere you can donate anywhere from $25,000 to $10,000.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, why let this Facebook's private, right?
Yes.
If Mark Zuckerberg saw this and he was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I don't want Roy Moore to put his fucking thing on here. You're out of here, buddy.
It may be publicly traded, but Zuckerberg has the controlling interest.
But he could yank the cord on this, right?
Probably.
I sure as shit would. Fuck this.
Moore said the allegations in the election, quote, have taken a toll on my wife, my children, and even my friends. My resources have been depleted, and I've struggled to make ends meet, but I've not lost my faith in our God. I haven't had to give Sassy less food every day.
Right. Oh, is that the cat?
That's his horse.
Wife. Oh, his horse. Damn.
It's his wife. I don't know
Sassy.
What he calls her.
Sassy.
It's, I've not lost my faith in God, who is our true source of strength and will never leave or forsake us.
Oh, my God. Fuck you. What about the person you sexually assaulted? I bet they felt like God forsook them. Jesus Christ, dude, here's what I see. I don't see a guy embattled. I see a guy that was in power most of his adult life. He held political office. You were an assistant, attorney general or a DA?
Who?
Roy Moore.
He's always been a judge, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought he worked for the... He's a judge. You know, he's a guy in power his whole life. He's never had to answer for any of this shit. And now he got caught. So what?
May have been state legislature. Oh, really? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know his bio.
God, this heinous motherfucker.
Christians can no longer afford to remain silent in these perilous times. For we know that in such time, men shall become lovers of them own of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent.
What?
Incontinent.
You're peeing all over the place.
God.
Fierce.
What the fuck? Despisers of those that are good. Trump's traitors. Like, heady. My high-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Good God, dude. This is poetic.
We must fight. An appeal to the God of heaven is all that is left us. Well, rock on.
Yeah, have
rock
fun
on.
With that.
If that's all you're doing, I'm all for it.
And
pray away,
right.
Asshole. Pray away.
And this call to action, Roy, is nuts. What's going on is that you defame someone's character during the fucking election based on bullshit, and now they're suing you. Now they're suing you. This isn't an attack on Christianity or anybody, but you're a fucking idiot. This is you getting sued for something you did that was wrong. That's all it is.
Then he quoted somebody who has already contributed and left a note. Stephen contributed $84 to the justice.
What an odd number.
And Stephen wrote, I read your book and I'm currently reading your court opinion on gay marriage. Oh. Sir, you are an American hero. You have inspired me. I won't forget the poems of yours that I've read the stands you've made against those trying to disfigure our country and its heritage. I and so many others are with you, sir, and will help in any way to defend your character.
Ah!
Here's my granddaughter.
Oh, my God.
She's only got 14 rings.
What?
Count the rings to see how many years old she is.
Oh, a tree. Right. Damn, hey, whoever this is, God, I wish you were in a facility so somebody could watch you. I'm worried about it. Why $84?
That's probably what he's got left over from his Social Security check.
Yeah, oh, God, that's sad.
So, poor Roy Moore is struggling.
Bucky!
Struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, there were shenanigans in Alabama about a foundation, a charitable,
right,
air quotes, foundation he set up that seemed to enrich himself.
Oh, okay.
He was investigated.
Right.
And people think there's shenaniganry going on there.
And there might be shenaniganry. I can't say
shenaniganry.
Shenaniganry here. It's everywhere.
Roy Moore on this Faithless Friday.
What a bag of garbage.
We'll strap in for this one.
Boo.
Alabama's looking shitty.
Right. Not Florida.
Kentucky says, hold on one moment, please.
Yes.
Allow me. A bill. This is a bill in Kentucky has failed.
Yes.
From opposition from Kentucky Republicans.
Okay.
And the bill would limit child marriage.
Limit it? Wait.
Puts limits on child marriage.
One second. So we have child marriage?
It would not totally ban child marriages, but would require a judge to review records to make sure that the child's not a victim of abuse, that there are not domestic violence incidents involving either party, and the adult's not a registered sex offender. The bill would require that the judge deny the right to marry if there was a pregnancy that resulted from the adult spouse molesting the child.
Hold on. Can I ask a question? So we have childhood marriage in this country, in Kentucky.
As it stands, minors in Kentucky can marry at 16.
Oh, my God.
With a parent's permission.
Jesus Christ.
Teens under 16 can marry with a judge's permission.
What the fuck?
The new bill would change this to 18, but allow 17-year-olds to marry if they got permission of the judge and the age difference between the spouses was less than 4 years.
Boy, this is complicated. Child marriage in Kentucky is complicated.
State Senator John Schickel.
Fuck you, boy.
Kentucky Republican said, I had some problems with the bill.
Bullshit.
Decisions involving a minor child should be made by a parent.
Right.
Not the court.
And I want to marry a 14-year-old. Right.
If I want to trade her for some cattle.
God damn. Why not?
Once she gets her monthly visitor.
Fuck you.
Then that's all right.
Good God. What a fucked up state.
Republicans killing a bill limiting child marriage.
If I was president, that might be the first thing I'd change. I'd be like, listen, here's a new law. If you want to get married, you got to be 18. You got to be an adult.
I mean, don't you think that's a no-brainer kind of?
I thought, I just assumed, I never crossed my mind, it would be illegal to marry somebody not 18.
Without... Yeah. You can do it with parental permission. I think it's less than that in some states.
What do you mean? Younger?
Sure.
Oh, shit. What's wrong with us? You gotta be... Tell me you're 16, you could get married? What a horrible idea. Is anybody listening to this show and you're 16 years old and you're thinking about getting married? Don't do it. I mean, shit. You might not have a choice, though. If your parents are into it, it's like, I want you to... I married you off already. God. Our country is super fucked up.
Most states allow parties age 16 to 17 to marry with parental consent alone.
Oh, God.
In most states, children under 16 can be married, too.
If you're 16 years old and you ask your parents, is it okay if I marry someone? And they say yes. They are fucked in the fucking head. Are they not?
25 states have an absolute minimum age.
Yeah.
Set by statute, with ages ranging between 13 and 17.
Holy shit. This is nuts.
In 25 states, there's no statutory minimum age.
So you can be 12 and say, hey, daddy, I want to get married to this dude. Or daddy can say, hey, you're going to get married to this dude no matter what.
Although in such states, there's no set minimum. The traditional common law minimum age is 14 for boys and 12 for girls.
Can we raise that? 12? 12? 12 years old.
Over the past 15 years, more than 200,000 minors married in the United States. In Tennessee, girls as young as 10.
Oh my God.
Were married in 2001.
Man, there's some sick fuckers out there. 10 years old? Listen, I don't give a shit. I'll judge. Oh. You shouldn't get married if you're not 18. You're not an adult. That's a legal decision.
What is
wrong with us?
Right.
What the fuck? I had no idea.
So keep it classy, God. Kentucky.
The whole fucking country's fucked up.
You guys
up.
Got that Ark encounter up there, Mitch McConnell.
God.
Woohoo! You guys are doing great.
We're married 12-year-olds.
Keep it up.
Good job. Fucking.
Get them before the hair does.
That's disgusting.
I've also got a story.
Yeah, you're right. This is some Duck Dynasty shit. That's what this is. Because those fuckers, those Duck Dynasty dicks, they glorify this shit, right? Get a young wife.
Well, yeah, he said, get her before she'll pick your dicks. Get them any older than that, they'll pick your wallet.
Right, right.
Yick, 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 yick.
Good job. Ah.
Trump's America story.
Yeah. Okay.
This Faithless Friday before we launch into a lot of the Jesus-y bullshit.
Right.
This is from Raw Story. Kansas firefighter.
Yes.
Reportedly spat on a black child and hurled racial slurs at a Hooters restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Then tried to assure police he was on their side.
Kate, get Dexter on the phone right now. Right now!
There was a family birthday party. The preschool age kid wandered away, as kids will do. Preschool.
Yes. Yeah.
3, 4.
That kid got spit on, a preschool kid?
The man spit on the child, called him a racial slur. After the families came to get the boy, he basically said, get that little N-word up off the floor.
This guy better be fired. Is he fired?
One witness said he was 5 feet away from the confrontation. He was surprised what the man said and did. Didn't provoke a physical confrontation.
He's surprised. On a child.
Right.
Dude, you're a fucking dickhead. You're dark. You got to go to jail. That guy should be arrested.
The boy's family confirmed that the firefighter, whose name has not been released, spat on the child while they were celebrating. The God. Witness said, I didn't catch what the officer said to him, but the guy's immediate response was, it's okay, I'm a fireman. Like,
what?
Expecting you, or you're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe those Negroes, are you?
Yeah,
you're going to believe me. I'm a fireman.
God,
it's okay.
Damn, dude, is that what this guy does? He goes around spitting on kids?
Who the fuck is this guy? Park police are continuing to question witnesses about the incident, but the firefighter could be charged with battery and
criminal threat
due to the incident.
To a child.
Thought I saw somewhere else he has been removed from his job also.
Oh, my God. Good. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Trump's America, man.
Yeah, right. People are racist now.
They're emboldened. Well, they were racist before. Yeah, they're just emboldened now.
Their hoods are off. They're marching around in Charlotte with a goddamn tiki torch. Yelling Nazi shit.
Yipper.
It's a fucking, you know.
God bless America.
We have a fucking environment where you know, we don't even know. So people don't even know how to react to these fucking Nazis. They don't know how to react to racism. You shun it. You don't try to understand it. You make it go away. You stamp it out. You got a firefighter spitting on a child and yelling a racial slur at him. That's fucked up.
Yep. God bless America.
There's no God. It's just Aquaman.
Jim Baker.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen and others listening.
God damn it.
One of our favorite sources here on the show.
Jim, are you still sucking Trump's dick?
Jim and Tammy. Or not Tammy anymore. Jim and Lori. Right.
She passed away.
Forgive me. Lori Baker,
right,
and Jim, where is it? Here we go.
Yes,
we're talking to on their 24/7 QVC for Christian channel.
Yes.
And they were expressing their sorrow over the death
of Billy Graham. Oh,
of
my God.
Billy Graham,
get the fuck out of here! This has got to be a real squirt fest, right?
Here's Jim Baker.
Oh, he's got, man, I tell
explaining you. That it's consequential. The death of Billy Graham means something.
Are they just sucking him off?
I mourn for him because I believe the end of an era, and not only the end of an era, but perhaps the beginning of the last days. This is what many prophets have told me.
Right.
Before this day, they said when Billy Graham dies, it's going to signal the beginning. And I shouldn't do this right up top because I have a paper from.
Right. Oh,
buy
yes.
some soup.
Oh, yes. Right, right, right.
Shit. You know, he's winding up. He's like, this death of Billy Graham signals the end of the era. Oh, it's going to be the apocalypse soon. You better buy my soup.
Apparently, his little Snapchat group of prophets.
Right.
Has been fired up and is like, well, this is it, man. You should get ready for the horsemen, bitch.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah, you're going to sell a lot of buckets of dried soup
that
you can then shit in.
Right, yeah. It's great.
Or vomit in after you eat the horrible soup.
Hey, whatever you're into, pervs.
It's going to signal the beginning. And I shouldn't do this right up top because I have a paper from one of the prophets who...
God, these people are just frauds.
Yes.
They're frauds.
Oh, it's such garbage.
It makes me crazy.
God.
It's like one of the prophets.
Just if you believe in this shit, just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Like people say, you know what? If you smoke these days, just fucking stop.
Yeah.
Just stop believing in this garbage.
And it's the old prophet from the desert. I call him the old prophet from the desert. But and on the death of Billy Graham.
Why is that funny?
One of the friends of this desert prophet, who's also prophetic, he said, I was wondering.
Who's this guy that he's talking about? The desert
some white
prophet?
Guy, the desert prophet. He probably lives in Phoenix or
he's
Sedona,
the guy that exists now,
yeah, or something.
Guy.
Yeah, he's not talking about some ancient prophet. It's all a guy right. in a suit. It's a white guy in a suit.
The desert prophet.
He's probably got a condo in
right,
Scottsdale.
Right. The desert prophet and him have a real estate deal
right.
or some bullshit like that.
Desert prophet, who's also prophetic, he said, "I was wondering." As I began to meditate about the death of Billy Graham, if it wasn't related to what was the oldest prophet probably in the Bible days was Methuselah. You all know Brother Methuselah? He was an old man.
Powell, 969 years of
969.
Okay.
Almost as old.
That sounds like a fun threesome.
Yes. Listen to the listen to the child. They're so childlike.
Oh, yes.
In the Bible days, Methuselah.
Giggle, giggle, titter, titter.
It just sounds like they sound, you know.
Well, you can't rile up the audience too much.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many defibrillators they have standing by.
But stupid. This is just fucking.
It's fraud.
He was an old man. How old? 969
years old.
969, yes. Almost as old as me. But you know, he was the grandfather of Noah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
That's right.
I have to when you get old, you check right.
Meanwhile, behind him,
yes, that's right,
is one of the creepier paintings of Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus couldn't be whiter.
Right. Yeah, wow.
In this painting, he's like, there's a, I don't know if that's supposed to be Mary or Mary Magdalene, but there's a woman
or
a peasant woman, but, and Jesus is standing there, and it's Jim Caviezel Jesus. It's white as fuck Jesus.
They want to sell. They want to move product, right?
Yeah.
And so I think white Jesus probably reaches out to their audience more than black Jesus, or we might want to just call Jesus.
Yeah. That's right.
Did you hear her laugh flourish? Good.
Am I right?
That's right.
I have to when you get old, you check right. That'd be a fact checker. Doctor, it's so good to have.
It's good to have Dr. Don and Mary Colbert with us here.
Two other frauds, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert.
Doctor. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to have Dr. Don and Mary Colbert with us here.
For 2 days, and they love Billy like we all do. Amen. But Methuselah died, and the flood came.
That's right.
I've written it down here. His death will bring judgment.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Oh! My God.
Oh, fuck off. You
Wait,
don't give
is
a
he
fuck.
Trying to say that because
My
Billy
God.
Graham was really fucking old?
Right.
That he's the new Methuselah?
Yes.
Which translated from the Hebrew
and
means his death will bring judgment?
My
God.
Well, do you think Lori was reacting to that, or did she find another Zanny in her purse?
See this, Jesus.
My God.
You have to come,
see
you have to come around. I'm going to rewind a little bit, but you got to see this. You got to see this Jesus painting that's right over Jim Baker's shoulder. My God.
How much suntan lotion and how much cover up do you
I'm
need
worried
to wear?
For He's that. That's vitiligo, Jesus.
Damn, you're going to get fucking burnt, dude.
His death will bring judgment.
My God.
Mm-hmm. That's what the name Methuselah actually means that.
Mm. Oh, God.
So this
idiots.
Prophet Googles, which that's how we look in dictionaries. We just Google it.
We Google it.
The meaning of Bill or William Graham.
I can't. This is insane.
It said determined protector. Billy Graham. Billy means determined protector. I believe with all my heart that the death of Billy Graham was going to signal. There's several people, even I think it was a child one time had a death experience and came back and said,
boy.
Jesus told
that one of those has been debunked, by the way. The kid now like came out and said that it was total bullshit. I said what people wanted me to hear. Yeah. I became popular.
Listen,
and people liked me,
right?
Because I said, "Oh my God, I saw angels and dead Uncle Fred."
Do you hear how affected Jim Baker is? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got vacuum packed cordon bleu to sell, man.
Nobody has to believe this. Nobody has to believe this. And if you decide to not believe this, I promise you. You will not burn in hell. Hell doesn't exist.
The
just
good
stop.
That could be done if it was reaching out to your fellow man instead of...
Yeah, instead of worrying about Billy Graham. And, he's dead.
Yeah,
so
and trying
what?
To Fuck enrich him. Yourself by fleecing other people
right.
and selling tickets to the afterlife.
Billy Graham fucked it all up. He kind of did, didn't
kind
he?
Kind of.
What?
I believe with all my heart that the death of Billy Graham was going to signal. There's several people... Even I think it was a child one time had a death experience and came back and said Jesus told him that when Billy Graham dies, it's going to signal the beginning of
the
judgment days.
You.
The last days are coming.
So the benevolent Lord gives a kid a grabber or leukemia or gets hit by a truck or something.
Who cares?
The kid comes back from the dead with a message from the Lord.
Yes.
That you guys are fucked
right
after Billy Graham kicks the food bucket.
That's rational. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Right?
That makes sense.
That'd be the first place my brain would go.
Right, of course.
Oh, these people.
God, it's so dumb.
And there
Everybody's
are
stupid.
Old people sending their Social
Stop!
Security checks.
Please.
Not only to Billy fucking Graham or Franklin Graham,
Boo!
Walking evil.
Jim Baker.
But Jim fucking Baker.
And like... Fuck is he? Listen to these guys. They barely know what they're talking about. I mean, it's clearly.
But you don't find it amazing?
Oh, I do.
Oh
yes.
Ooh. Oh my God, Methuselah.
Listen, if you're on that much Xanax or opioids or whatever pills, because I'm sorry, Lori, I'm just alleging. Sounds like she's on some pharmaceuticals, right?
Yeah.
Anything's going to be amazing
you
if you're
video.
Pilled up like she is.
The
like,
video
yes.
is hilarious.
Yes.
Because when she's not verbalizing,
right.
yes, 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 she's just nodding with everything he says. And then she looks out at the audience. And then she looks at him and is like,
God, give her a fidget spinner to play with.
Speaking of the prophets, apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe they all would have, they could have all exchanged numbers. Because there was a gathering.
Oh, okay.
The headline says, prophets gather at Trump's Washington Hotel.
When do I start jacking off?
To unleash angel armies Ooh. On his deep state enemies.
So, okay, these charlatans are all going to get together and air quotes like a motherfucker, pray. Right?
Christo Fraud.
Oh, God.
What's this guy's name? Dutch Sheets.
Dutch oven. Dutch Sheets. My name is Dutch Sheets.
Yep.
Fuck you. He's the leader of these dickbags.
He said, there's never been anything on planet Earth like what's about to happen. That might be true.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
He predicted a worldwide spiritual revival.
Yay.
As well as political and spiritual transformation of the United States. As a result of the event they were having. And their prayers before it.
Okay, yeah. All right. Jeez.
Now they're saying, by the way, poor Billy Graham got the shaft here.
Oh, he did?
Because they're saying that his death during their conference is confirmation. Billy's like, what the fuck? Why?
His death means what?
Confirmation that they're spiritual, of the spirit, quote, confirmation of the spiritual significance of the gathering.
They made it about them.
As Graham is obviously anointing a new generation of spiritual warriors.
They made it about them. The death of their big fucking Jesus poobah guy. They made it about these nutball prophets.
Billy Graham's life force popped like a balloon, and all the Squirt. Jesus jizz inside is Ooh. Now raining down on the next generation
Kate.
Of frauds. who had to make sure they were in the correct blast zone, which is the lobby of the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Kate, get me some paper towels now. I just had these prophets blow a load all over the fucking place. How stupid is this shit? Oh, my God.
1,300 attendees of,
shit.
Of the intercessory prayer movement filled the Trump Hotel ballroom to capacity for hours of music, prayer, speaking in tongues.
Oh, I like that, though.
And prophetic decrees.
Oh,
this is like, this is like Con.
Right.
Con. Right?
Oh, God, that's good.
Thank you.
That's funny. Meme it.
I'll be here all week.
Meme that. It's the end of the week.
I mean, it really is. It's right. Just a group of...
What does Buga Gasha mean?
Who knows what the spirit was saying?
Look up the definition of Mooney May. I need to know that. What is that?
Sheet said the Antichrist forces are almost rabid in their anger over the potential loss of progress.
Oh my God. Jeez. Boy, what do we do? All these prophets, they're real because Billy Graham died.
Announcing the conference last fall, Sheet said he had never seen such intense spiritual warfare over the nation, saying the battle was not about Trump, but about whether the devastation caused by 50 years of anti-Christian activity be reversed or, God forbid, continue.
There is not a war on Christianity, dickheads. There's not. You guys have the upper hand. Every politician's like, yeah, I'm a Christian. Jack off. You know what I mean?
His appeal to heaven movement.
Oh, Lord. What?
Told Christians that the election of Barack Hussein Obama was, quote, one of the most devastating occurrences in America in our lifetime.
Oh, okay. Oh, what about 9/11? What about 9/11?
During the election, he warned that Hillary Clinton would finish the job and America as we know it may then be gone forever.
Oh, my God.
He called Trump's victory a miracle and a sign of God's mercy upon America. Thank you, God, for being merciful with a broken bottles shoved up our assholes. Yes.
God damn.
How merciful of you.
Let me understand something. That's God's mercy giving us the fucking Shitler? Giving us our rapist in chief? Wow. Thank you. Right. That's a... Man.
The crowd cheered wildly when they announced that Trump would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Oh, great. Hey, give it up for the United Shush.
In reference to pre-election declarations that Trump would be used by God as a modern-day version of the biblical King Cyrus, Miley's father.
Oh, I was going to say, who the fuck is that? Is it really?
Yeah.
It's Billy Ray? Did King Cyrus...
It's what King Cyrus did so many centuries and decades ago.
King Cyrus... is Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart, an ancient tune from the Phoenicians or some shit like that. Is that Billy Ray?
You don't need a lot of instrumentation.
You played that, right, in your
two
band?
Two chords.
Okay.
Many times. Many
what
times.
What chords? Do you remember?
We played it in A.
So it didn't matter.
Right.
So what would it be? A.
A and D.
Yes.
It bounced between the one and the four, if you must know.
Right.
You're
welcome, guys.
And then back to the one.
Oh, okay. It's like Jesus. That's how Jesus would have wanted it, with King Cyrus.
Trump was also praised for his nomination of the Supreme Court of Neil Gorsuch, who I'm sure we will be spitting about for years to come.
Sure. Thanks, Shetler.
So they had some big... Well, here's a prayer.
Boo!
Do you want to hear Dutch?
Hell yeah, man.
Here's Dutch.
Yeah.
It says, the headline says, Dutch unleashes the angel armies against Dutch Trump's opponents.
I speak over the President of the United States.
Fuck this guy.
That you will accomplish everything Almighty God sent you into that house to do, regardless of who likes it or who doesn't. And you will have a visitation from heaven. And you will come into an intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ and be filled with Holy Spirit.
My God.
And we don't care who likes it.
Shut up. We don't care.
And every system that is opposed to that will be pushed out of the way, dismantled, fail.
Suck my dick.
Be exposed. Every selfish ambition, every spirit of pride that is just there for the power and the prestige, or wants to turn this nation away from our godly Christian, Judeo-Christian roots, we say, you have failed.
Suck my dick.
Should you have been given like a rap battle?
Yeah, like, I can't stand it. Like, this fucking guy.
Little freestyle battling.
Oh my God. Dutch oven, you're a fucking charlatan. I hate you.
This is a Trump hotel.
What?
This is a Trump hotel.
Do we I ask you again. They're we live in Iran?
Invoking their magic.
We live in Iran.
He's unleashing some anti-demon shit against like us.
Dutch oven, I'm an atheist, and I'm sad what I'm saying isn't going to happen, but I wish you would roast in hell. Just roast in a fiery hell, you fuck.
We say, you will fail.
You suck.
You will fail. And the cause of Christ will succeed. And every giant that has been raised up to stand against him in this nation, you will fall. The ecclesia will take you out.
Ecclesia? Who?
I believe he means the ecclesiastes.
Oh, you said it wrong.
But he said the ecclesia.
Did you fuck it up? Did you fuck up your own bullshit, you fucking loser?
It's like Godzilla versus Remora or something. You know,
God,
these
guys are vile.
It's Mothra versus Godzilla.
I fuck these people.
And they're invoking their giant monsters, their giants.
Who can
to
we
come
invoke?
After our giants?
Who can we invoke? I want to invoke somebody. Well, somebody good.
Our giants have already been invoked. That's what he's talking
about. What do you mean? Like, who?
I don't know. Bill Maher?
No, you're wrong. That's not who I want to invoke. I'm going to get real.
I'm saying who they're going after.
Oh, okay. I'm invoking Wolverine or something to fuck you up.
See, we have real people invoke.
The outpouring of Holy Spirit will take you out.
They'll fuck you.
Angels
right
will take
eye.
You out.
Yeah.
You are no match for any of the above. You are no match for Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or his family, or his angel armies. You are no match for his word. You are no match for his prophetic decrees that flow. You are no match for any of it.
Notice he got a little product placement in there.
What did he say?
You are no match for his prophetic pleas that flow, or something. Prophetic
what?
Something.
He's
Wait,
selling
let me
it?
Back up.
You fuck.
You are no match for his word. You are no match for his prophetic decrees that flow.
Prophetic decrees that flow, which you can get for $17.95 a month.
Oh, my God. Somebody get a strap on and peg this ungodly motherfucker.
It's just such
fun. For his word. You are no match for his prophetic decrees that flow. You are no match for any of it.
God, you fucking garbage.
So we push you back, and we say, your finest hour has come and gone.
Oh, God.
This is liberals he's talking
yeah,
about,
yeah,
by
yeah.
the way.
Okay. Oh, that's us?
Those who oppose Donald Trump.
Oh, he's pushing us back with his bullshit fucking fake.
He's rebuking the fuck out of us.
Oh, yes. Rebuke away, fucknut. Hoogity boogity.
And the church now rises to the place that he has called us to walk in, the Melchizedek anointing.
Oh, yeah, I got your Melchizedek.
King, Mount Kiss my
priest.
Dick?
Kizedek.
Kiss a dick.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna put a spell on you. I hope you get crabs. Catch the crabs Monday to Friday.
King
Pacific.
Priest
You'll
order
suck my
of
dick.
Melchizedek. whom Jesus is the head, Mr. Melchizedek, and has...
Wait a second.
Mr. Melchizedek?
Jesus is Mr. Melchizedek?
No, Mr.
I didn't know he had that that designation.
My name is Mr. Melchizedek.
What?
He's Melchizedek.
He talking? Have you
He's
ever heard
not
this?
Talking about...
Did you ever
bullshit.
Hear this Melchizedek bullshit?
What is this Melchizedek material that you're speaking of, dick fuck? What the fuck is this Man. Bullshit? I'm impressed.
I mean,
I'm impressed, loser.
I've got okay knowledge of the Bible, but fuck
I don't know
this,
shit about
this
it.
Melchizedek stuff.
Here's what you need to know. This is nuts. This guy needs... You need lithium.
An order of priesthood of kings and priests under him. We now rise up, and I call that new order into the earth.
Ooh, yes. Call it into your asshole.
He's invoking all the kissy dicks.
Kiss my dick.
And the angels. And the angel armies to rise up.
Listen to that drama.
With a little bit of guitar riffing in the background.
This is Greek theater, man. This is true fucking Greek theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Rise up. Get my Kissadick out. Somebody take my Kissadick.
1,600 fucking people at this thing.
Oh, my God. By the way, you know, I don't know. Come see my show tonight. I'm doing a show at the fucking Back Porch Bar and Grill in Pensacola. Please come see the show if you live in the area.
Go to...
There won't be any of this Melchizedek bullshit, I'll tell you that much. The fuck? This is entertaining?
I guess.
Gotta be shitting me.
Melchizedek. I don't know what Melchizedek is.
I'll show you. Ooh, yeah.
But this, they took over the Trump Hotel in fucking D.C.
Our president's name is on a hotel, and they're doing Melchizedek.
And they're praying for his supporters.
Right. What the fuck?
To be smited by the Kissadickians.
Well, listen, I'm praying that you, I don't know what I pray for. God, go fuck yourself. That's what I pray for.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Hot off the presses.
This just in.
The headline says Lori Baker.
What? Oh, she did.
This is a Lori Baker clip.
Right. Oh, it's a clip.
Unvetted. I haven't listened to this, but I can't let
Crab
a good
diving.
Lori Baker feature.
Unvetted.
Go down.
I just challenge all of you to pray for our president, pray for our first lady,
yes.
pray for our vice president, pray for our second lady and their families. Cover them in the precious blood of
Jesus. Oh, blah, like Carrie. Cover them in the blessed blood of Jesus.
Cover the precious blood of Jesus. Pray for them. Pray
it's
for
like
my first family.
Such a creepy death cult. Cover them in the blood of Jesus.
Is she extra pilled up for this one? Because she got that weird, like, cover them.
I think her zannies are wearing off, maybe. Right. She's a little fired up.
Yeah, have
for
a few
our
more.
Second lady and their families. Cover them in the precious blood of Jesus.
Yes.
That no weapon formed against them shall prosper
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
We love our president. We love our vice president. We love our first lady. We love our second lady. And they stand up for, we know Vice President Pence does. And Karen does. They stand.
We're not so sure.
About Trump.
We know Vice President Pence and Mrs. Pence does.
Well, listen, Lauren.
Even this idiot knows that Trump.
Well, you know, our president got married, had a baby, and then fucked Stormy Daniels, a porn star,
right.
condo, but he still stands up for Jesus.
Vice President Pence does. And Karen does. They stand up unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's scary for us? And we bet Jim has been preaching it for the past 2 days pretty strong. They're saying it's mental illness.
About Trump?
It's mental illness.
Good job. Good job on this, Lori. Really great.
Strong. They're saying it's mental illness. Okay, if the world is thinking that we're all mentally ill, you know what's going to happen next? They're going to put us all away in mental illness. Illness centers.
I wish. Is she saying? Wait. Is she saying that the boogeyman is coming to put all the Christians away in mental illness centers?
Yeah, maybe
Good.
Somebody said
Great.
That the religious nuts are mentally ill.
I mean, I don't really mean this, but geez, that would make the world a lot better, right?
No, I mean
not really.
No,
not really, Lori, but it's a nice thought.
We don't
want
to be them. They're the ones that want to.
But it would
gay people in.
Oh
in
yeah, that's true. But camps. I don't want to throw gay people in camps. I want to throw these fucking lunatics. I don't want to throw anybody in a camp.
they're going to put us all away in mental illness centers. I don't know what kind of word to use, but I know one thing. When you've been as a woman.
your English words. You and your English words.
I don't know what word to use, but when you know one thing.
Man, this is heavy Lori.
What is Jim Baker having a costume change
right
now?
No, he's sitting right next to her.
Was he really? Was he jacking off?
Put us all away in mental illness centers. I don't know what kind of word to use, but I know one thing. When you've been as a woman in... I'm not in my 50s anymore, but as a woman that was in her 50s, you know what they used to do to women that went through menopause back years ago? Yeah. They put them in insane asylums because.
But they're not doing it now? What? God. What is she saying?
We also did bloodletting and threw leeches on people.
I think that's horrible, Lori. I do. But I would say most of the people in the. That you're a part of might be into that.
But what is that? And the people throwing the women in the insane asylums were probably the religious nuts who found them unclean.
Right. Absolutely. It's you guys.
You know what they used to do to women that went through menopause back years ago? Yeah. They put them in insane asylums because their hormonal balance was completely off. And I'm not kidding. That's what they did. And I'm not kidding. That's what's going to happen to us as Christians.
Our hormones are going to get fucked up.
No one's coming for the Christians.
What?
Not one
person. How is she equating women having hormonal fluctuations in menopause?
Yes.
With being religious.
The guy who's president now has a bunch of spiritual dick bags as advisors, right? I mean, no one. It's not. The people that are coming for DACA, for the dreamers. I mean, they're not coming for the fucking Christians, you lunatic.
This is fucking nuts.
No one's coming for you, Lori.
And I'm not kidding. That's what they did. Yeah. And I'm not kidding. That's what's going to happen to us as Christians.
Oh, boy.
They're going to lock us up and throw us out if we don't stand up. Well,
it's in the Bible they're going to do that. Matthew 24 is very clear.
Well, it's time to stand up.
Oh, she's,
God damn.
It's time to fucking stand up.
It's time to stand up. And then, by the way, buy this bucket of dehydrated potato leek soup, right. You know, so we don't, if you end
you
up.
You can stand on the God bucket, damn. You'll stand higher.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Do you think that's the speech she always finds? Do you think that's the thing she always ends up talking about when she gets a chance? It seems like that's like her thing.
She's got to find the right words.
And yeah, it's horrible. Nobody should be thrown in an insane asylum because you're going through menopause. God, yeah, it's horrible.
I don't know.
But it sounds like something the GOP would be up for.
I don't know the words.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this lovely
Danke.
Faithless Friday. If you're listening live, by the way, there's a brand new awesome episode of K-Voice, Voice of Resistance.
Viva la Resistance.
Immediately following us, streaming on crabdiving.com/live.
Stream.
And available, I think might already be available on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite apps.
That's right, Pat.
Also, there was a new... Daily Upper Decker this week, the Sportstastic Hilarious Daily Upper Decker show. Right. Find that podcast also.
College basketball everywhere. Predictions.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
College basketball, which seems to run
11.9
right. months of the year. Not if there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
We do have a couple of minutes left here on the big show.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a quickie story because we do only have a couple of moms.
By the way, happy birthday, Jason, once again.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Right.
Crab diving follow-up. The headline says, you remember we talked about the event that was coming up in Pennsylvania?
Oui.
In response to the shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Unification Church was going to be have the blessings of the assault weapons.
Right.
And the headline says, the church ceremony blessing people with their AR-15s was weird as hell.
Wow. God damn, we're fucked up. That's like Jesus meets guns. What kind of Kraken is that?
An attendant checked each weapon at the door to make sure it was unloaded, and secured with a zip tie.
Oh, my God. A zip tie? A whole zip tie?
And the elaborate commitment ceremony went off without a hitch. The Tim Elder, Unification Sanctuary's Director of World Missions.
Hello, Timmy.
How's that fit on a business card?
Oh, fit it here.
Told worshippers the ceremony was meant to be a blessing of couples, not inanimate objects. It said the AR-15s are just religious accoutrements.
Oh, they're accoutrements? Oh, fuck all these people. They're bananas. Fuck them. Fuck your guns. Fuck off.
This is video.
How crazy is
this? This is showing them zip tying them. One person is wearing a crown.
Okay.
Made out of cartridges.
That's not crazy.
I think it's Moon, so it's Korean, right?
What the fuck?
It's the Unification Church, which was founded by Sung Young Moon.
Okay.
Culty.
Okay.
They're all wearing crowns and shit, and now there's like
the crowns are made of cartridges, though?
No, there was one person wearing the crown of cartridges,
good
but everybody's
you.
Wearing crowns and tiaras, and now there's people carrying guns, and they're going up to these two thrones that are sitting on the stage. This is bad shit. He's kissing the gun.
Goddamn!
He's holding up a gun, and he's...
What a blessing that you have.
Can we take these guns away from these people?
Beginning of time, Garden of Eden. Keep and bear arms. The right to inherit the earth.
Oh, God.
There's like a priestess.
This is disturbing.
Oh, my God. There's an old guy in the audience who's got a pistol in his hand, and he's like fondling it and praying.
What does this have to do with Jesus?
This is so messed up.
What does this have to do with God or Jesus? I don't know much about this Jesus bullshit.
This has everything to do with marketing.
Good Lord, guys.
Everything to do with marketing. The Unification Church must be hurting for followers, and they're hoping to get some gun fondlers.
Oh, my God, guys. Jesus fucking Christ.
Thanks for joining. It was a great week, everybody. We're back to do this again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live every goddamn weekday. Otherwise,
yes.
Go to iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, or go to crabdiving.com for every episode.
Right.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Have a great weekend. We're back to do this again all next week.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Guns fucking kill people.
Guns do fucking kill people. I'm trying to find a funny... here we go.
What?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yay.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.